you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is holding it down for us in New York City. And wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope that you're good. Shout outs to all my truck drivers. Shout outs to all the delivery drivers. Shout outs to the people going to work, leaving work, sick of that boss, sick of them kids, sick of them folks that you got to go home to. I don't know. Maybe you're going the other direction. Maybe you're just relaxing. Shout outs to all the restaurant workers, hospital workers, first responders, all our folks holding it down in the military. Shout outs to my folks who they got no choice but to listen. I appreciate you. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I told you we've been hanging out for an hour. What does that mean? We talked about Jordan Love and his hold in. Yeah, this man is at work, but he ain't practicing. Don't ask him to. He is not going to practice until he gets himself a new contract. We talked about Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets getting ready to open up camp. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers is explaining on a podcast, a Barstool podcast. Aaron Rodgers takes time to explain where the hell he's been. Okay, you went to Egypt. We don't need you to describe, you know, OTAs and why you didn't show up and what's changed and what's mandatory. And we don't need all that. Just go play. Just shut up and play for the New York Jets. Do that. Man is about to be 41 years old and hasn't learned when to shut it. And then we got another guy we talked about, LeBron James. We learned a few things about LeBron today. He is going to be 40 years old in a few months. And he is still arguably, well, he not arguably, he's still one of the best basketball players on earth. Even on Team USA, a squad filled with stars from Steph Curry to Devin Booker. This LeBron is carrying the team. What are we doing? We talked about what he did against Germany today. Helped them win 92-88. And that's not all he did. A couple of days ago, he got busy against Sudan. South Sudan. And so we'll talk about that in a few seconds. We got a busy show. We got so much more in front of you. In about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with Jeff Kerr from CBS. Because I want to ask him not just about Jordan Love and his contract. There's a couple of other guys who may kind of hold in or hold out until they get that big money commitment. You know, what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys and C.D. Lamb? Is C.D. Lamb going to show up to work, or is he going to hold out until Jerry pays him? What's going on with Tua Tagovailoa? I see the Kansas City Chiefs are trying some new experiments. They got Kadarius Toney at running back. Is this like a training camp joke? Yeah, there's a lot of questions I have for Jeff Kerr. He's going to come through in about 20 minutes. And then we'll also talk some ACC football, some Big Ten football. Talk about the Ohio State University. There's so much going on. Team USA women had a big weekend. But let me get this out the way first. You know, a couple of hours ago, in last hour, I told you that Team USA, the basketball team, they beat Germany, led by Dennis Schroeder, both of the Wagner brothers from Orlando, Daniel Tice. They beat them this afternoon in London. Their final tune-up before the real game start on Sunday against Serbia, USA beats Germany 92-88. Yes, this was another close one. Here's the deal. Team USA was favored to beat Germany by 15.5. They won by 4. This past Saturday, Team USA basketball, they were favored to beat South Sudan by 43.5 points. They won by a single point. They won because LeBron James, the almost 40-year-old LeBron James, put him on his back. He did the same damn thing again today against Germany, scoring 11 of the last points for Team USA basketball. And I'm saying to myself, can LeBron James give Kevin Durant like his diet? I get it. They're two different body types. Maybe it's too late in the game. But can LeBron help out Kevin Durant so he could play? The USA played 5 exhibition games. Hickey, how many did Durant play in?
0.
0. None. And I'm supposed to think that Kevin Durant is just going to wake up and, I don't know, maybe he's the savior for Team USA basketball. They're going to just pull him off the bench and say, hey, give me 10 good minutes, Kevin Durant, please. He hasn't played with this squad. He hasn't played with this crew. You start thinking about a lot of the other competitors and teams. There's a little bit more continuity than Team USA basketball. They play the world championships. They typically play with young players. And then when it's time for the Olympics, you know, we start slapping together the superstars and say, figure it out. Maybe that's why things were so tight against, you know, South Sudan. You know, Hickey, you and I were like, they're going to beat Team USA by, what do we say, 20, 30 points?
I mean, I didn't think they were going to even get to 30 points.
Oh, my God. USA beat them by 1. Because of LeBron. And I saw that game. And the minute LeBron James came up the court, I'm like, he is not passing the ball. And he did not. I saw the angle. I'm like, he's going right to the basket. And that he did. And they were able to win. And South Sudan, they could have won that game. Had a couple of threes. You could put them at the foul line. South Sudan could have easily won that game for a team that was favored to get smashed by more than 43 points. Come on. South Sudan only has 4 guys who've ever played in the NBA. 4. That's it. I mean, I've seen more out of Luol Deng than I have of any of the guys that were on the court. These men have played in college. They played overseas. But damn it, they played like a team. They played hard. They played tough. They played like a team that wanted respect, not a bunch of all-stars and future Hall of Famers that just got slapped together. I think we know this already. It's not 1992. This is not Barcelona. This is not guys stepping on the court with Michael Jordan going, oh, my God, it's Michael Jordan. Like, they respect LeBron, but they used to playing against these guys. They've seen them before. And so I think we should all kind of temper our expectations that it ain't no guaranteed gold medal here for the United States of America. Yes, they finished 5-0. But there ain't no guarantees here. Zero. Steve Kerr, after watching his team get lit up in the first half against Sudan on Saturday, after watching them go on like a 21-3 run from three, outscoring Team USA basketball, Steve Kerr said, yeah, our guys, we took them too lightly.
Because it was a friendly, I think we let our guard down as a team, as a staff, for sure. But what we've learned with USA basketball is that the gap has closed.
We've been hearing that for 20 years. I learned that when Stephon Marbury and Allen Iverson tried to play basketball together. And Larry Brown couldn't stand him. Tried. That was a long time ago. 2004. Hickey, how long are we going to say that the gap is? It's been 20 years. Well, like, how much longer are we going to say this?
And how wide was the gap where, I mean, even if you're closing it every year, it's still not closed yet. I mean, I feel like this is going to be a line we're going to hear for a while.
No, they got to lose again. They got to lose this year for us to stop that. And I don't think they're going to lose. I think Team USA is going to walk away with a gold. I wouldn't be surprised if Canada beat them. I mean, we don't even know the status of Kevin Durant. Is this man ever going to play? And for a guy who hasn't been able to play with a calf injury, how the hell are you just going to throw Kevin Durant back out there? Because Kevin Durant ain't no spring chicken himself. I know the guy can still go out there and wake up and just drop 30 points. Kevin Durant's about to be 36 years old, has had to deal with calf and Achilles issues. This ain't automatic sniper Kevin Durant. This is, you got to warm this dude up. You got to put him in a microwave, I don't know, before you put him in the oven. This guy ain't starting from scratch. Everybody ain't LeBron James. And LeBron, after helping him win on Saturday, after helping him win today against Germany, after that win against Sudan where he had that game-winning layup, LeBron James said on ESPN, yeah, I don't mind being tested out here.
I'm going to be honest, I like those ones better than the blowouts. At least we get tested. I like getting tested, baby.
Okay. Yeah, nobody, I mean, as a viewer, I don't want a blowout. I wanted a competitive game. And you would think that you'd learn something. And I get it. Germany is a better team, all things considered, than Sudan, South Sudan. And maybe they're not. But Team USA got to get it together, man. Their first game is Sunday against Serbia. And the last game against Serbia, Nikola Jokic ain't played a whole game. Bogdanović from the Atlanta Hawks, the shooter, he ain't play. Not that I'm expecting Serbia to just light up Team USA basketball. But they got to get better. And I'll tell you this. If LeBron James, this is his final Olympics, he's going to be the torchbearer. We talked about that. Oh, excuse me. He's going to carry the flag. Excuse me. Not the torchbearer. But he's going to carry the flag. One of the flag bearers for Team USA. Not basketball. For the entire country at the Olympics. Good for him. LeBron James already told us that he is not playing in 2028 in Los Angeles. And I don't blame him. The hell is he going to do at 43, 44 years old, running around? No. He said he's going to be on vacation, not sticking around in L.A. Who is taking the mantle? I don't know. That's not to say that if LeBron James wasn't on his team right now, Steph Curry wouldn't lead the way. Anthony Davis wouldn't decide, or not Anthony Davis. Anthony Edwards wouldn't decide that this is his time to shine. I don't know who's going to step up. We got four more years to figure things out. LeBron James was on that losing ass team in 2004. He just got into the league. He was a young dude. It wasn't his show yet. But he was on that team with Dwayne Wade when they lost. And they were embarrassing. He was also on the team that got things fixed in 08 and then went to London in 012 and then went to Rio. Come on now. What's going to happen when Team USA doesn't have 20 years of Kobe or LeBron to rely on? I don't know. Is Jason Tatum going to take over? I mean, is Steph Curry going to be gone? Is it going to be Edwards? This is one thing that we've learned and seen. Yeah, international basketball has gotten stronger in the NBA. You look at the MVPs. Look at a Jokic. Look at a Giannis representing Greece. Jokic, obviously, with Serbia. Oh, well, I mean, Embiid is on Team USA, but we know, Hickey, where's Embiid's body going to be in another 4 years?
That's a fair question.
Yeah. You're going to be on the couch, right? Couch?
Probably.
Yeah, Joel Embiid will be on the couch, changing light bulbs at home for his kids. Who's the next great American player? We don't even know who he is yet, Hickey. Do we? Is it Anthony Edwards? Because I can't think of anybody else.
I think so. Not only talent-wise, but mentality-wise. He does feel like the guy that would kind of take charge and rally the group. I think that's the guy you look at in 2028.
I hope. Because everybody else, Victor Wembanyama, not American. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, not American. Am I missing anybody, Hickey? Giannis is getting old. Older. By the time the next Olympics comes around, Giannis will be 33, 34 years old. Not American. Greek. We don't have any. It better be him. And I know Anthony Edwards said, yeah, I'm the best guy. They're going to run this through me. Anthony Edwards, even on Saturday, he was asked how they came away with this victory. He said LeBron. That's it. Germany, their coach today, asking what happened at the end of the game. The German basketball coach said some guy named LeBron James finished things off at the end. Some guy. Yep. This man ain't going to be around forever. Team USA basketball, they better learn something. Because LeBron James is likely going to lead them to gold, even though they're playing around right now. But when LeBron is gone, could you imagine Team USA losing on American soil in 2028? Yeah, 4 years is a long time. Who knows? Cooper Flagg might be the greatest player in America by then. I have no idea. But we got some work to do. Team USA's first real game is against Serbia on Sunday. Let's see what Jokic does. Probably licking his chops at Anthony Davis right now. I still got Team USA walking away with the gold. They're going to make it spicy and close, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some NFL football. Jordan Love isn't the only dude thinking about his contract. What's going on with CeeDee Lamb down in Dallas? What is going on down in Miami with Tua Tagovailoa? Is Deshaun Watson ready and healthy? What's the status of Joe Burrow and his wrist? How's Harbaugh doing out in Los Angeles? What are they going to do? I got a lot of questions. We're going to chat with Jeff Kerr from CBS on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, we're broadcasting coast to coast. Man, we've had a busy show so far. Talked about Aaron Rodgers, shows up to work, has to explain himself, his absence. Talked about LeBron James, old man still carrying a team. Talked about Jordan Love. He's at work, but he ain't playing. He's waiting for that contract. To talk about a lot of other things going on in the NFL, including Jordan Love. Right now, we're being joined by Jeff Kerr, who covers and writes all things NFL at CBSSports.com. Jeff, how are you, man?
Hey, JR. That was a crazy U.S. basketball game today. I know that's not why I'm here, but it was pretty entertaining.
Hey, listen, LeBron James, is too late for him to play tight end? Too late?
You know what? I am more than happy if he wants to play tight end, but I kind of like him dominating as a point forward on the basketball court. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, let's see what he does for Team USA, dragging them along right now. Well, yeah, that was a good game, Jeff. I know hopefully we got a lot of good NFL games coming this upcoming season. It's still summertime. It still is. We're entering into training camp. Let's get down to brass tacks. Jordan Love. We heard Gutekunst today telling us that the man is at work. He's not going to practice until a deal is done. They expect it to be this week, maybe, probably. Is he going to be the highest paid dude in the league? Is he going to sit at 55 mil?
I think so. You know, if Jordan Love is there and he's not practicing, that's telling me a deal's going to be done sooner rather than later, right? But this is where I'm concerned. Outside, from week 11 on, you could argue he was the best quarterback in the NFL. 23 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, highest passer rating from week 11 to week 18, but are you really going to pay a guy $55 million, $56 million a year for 8 good games in his career? That's what I'm worried about. And, you know, can we, like, pump the brakes on this kid before we crown him the next whoever? Like, at this time last year, we called Jalen Hurts a top 3, top 4 quarterback in the league, and now he's not even top 10.
Wow. Well, that leads me to the next question, Jeff. I know you cover the Eagles quite thoroughly. Do you not think the Eagles are going to bounce back, especially with this addition to Saquon, especially with all the cornerbacks that they drafted? A little bit of a bounce back year for the Eagles and Hurts, right?
I would think so, yeah. I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to have 21 giveaways like he did last year. And look, Jalen Hurts battled a knee injury all throughout the year. He could have, you know, he did his best to hide it, but you could tell, right? And he even give us the whole, well, I'm not wearing a knee brace. It's more like a sleeve type thing. I'm like, oh, okay, Jalen, you're still, you know, you're not limping because you're a strong dude, but it's clearly affecting you. And the Eagles tried to hold him back from his strength, which was running the football. And outside the tush push, he really didn't run the football that much or that effectively. If they can get him back to that with this offense, and again, like you said, JR, Saquon's there now. That's going to take a lot of pressure off him. I think Jalen's due for a bounce back year. You know, I think he's more of the player we saw in 22 than what we saw in 23. But if he can be if he can just meet the Eagles halfway there, they're going to win 11, 12 games.
Without a shot of a doubt. Jeff Kerr is joining us, covers all things NFL for CBS. Well, we know the money is up there for the quarterbacks now. Okay, Trevor Lawrence is at 55. You think about Herbert is sitting around at 52. Hurts is not far behind him at 51. That's the number. It really doesn't matter where you are, you know, in a pecking order, what you've won. That's pretty much the number. For somebody like Dak Prescott, who's been around the block for quite some time now, where do you think his number is going to fall? And are the Dallas Cowboys going to have to overpay next season?
I think Dak could make $60 million, JR. I really do. And his body of work speaks for itself, right? I don't want to hear – and look, I criticize the guy a lot for his playoff record too, but if you're just looking at the complete body of work and what this guy has done, he's worth more than $55 million just based on what the market is dictating. Like, he could be a $60 million quarterback in free agency if he gets to that point. And I think the Cowboys have handled this so foolishly. They should have paid Dak Prescott last year before he was top three in the MVP. And, you know, Dak had his case to be MVP last year. You know, he obviously didn't win it, but he definitely had a shot at it. And Dak's got all the leverage right now because Dak's going to come out of the winner either way. He's going to get paid by somebody, whether it's the Cowboys or whoever. And I'm sure he doesn't have to force the Cowboys to say pay CeeDee Lamb because he needs to get paid, right? You know, they got paid CeeDee Lamb. They got paid Micah Parsons. They got paid Dak. I just don't know what this franchise is going to do. And if I'm Dak, if things don't go the way he wants them to this year, I would go to a team that values him and can pay him the most money. And you get what you can get at, what's Dak now, 31, I believe. He's a guy that he's going to get paid a lot of money, and he rightfully deserves it.
Oh, Jeff, you talk about Dak, and we know the Dallas Cowboys like to make everybody sweat. You got Mike McCarthy hanging on by a thread. Dak Prescott, no contract. You mentioned CeeDee Lamb. When you see wide receivers, Justin Jefferson has now set the market at 35 per, highest paid wide receiver in the game. What do you think CeeDee Lamb's deal is going to look like? And are we looking at someone who's not going to hold in, but someone who will hold out?
Yeah, that's going to be – I think A.J. Brown's a good barometer for CeeDee Lamb, right? A.J. Brown's getting $33 million a year, I believe. It's around that number. I think CeeDee Lamb could fall between Jefferson and Brown. And I think he – you know, if you look on the numbers last year – he probably should get paid a little more than Brown, but now you got Amon-Ra St. Brown making a lot of money. Like, are the Cowboys really going to wait until Ja'Marr Chase gets paid? Because Ja'Marr Chase might reset the market too. The Bengals haven't paid him yet, and right now Justin Jefferson's the bar, but the bar could be raised. And the longer the Cowboys wait, the more they're going to have to pay these guys. And I mean, you're Dallas. You really going to just let this guy hold out? Your best receiver in an offense that, yeah, Brandon Cooks is a nice player, but he's better as a two. You just keep letting guys go by the wayside here. Eventually, you got to pay one of these guys. And are you really going to allow a CeeDee Lamb holdout to kind of dictate a season where Dak Prescott could be his final year here and Michael Paul? It almost feels like they want to go through a rebuild. They're just not committed to going through the rebuild.
Jeff Kerr is joining us here from CBSSports.com. As we talk about wide receivers with CeeDee Lamb, you mentioned Ja'Marr Chase. We know that the Cincinnati Bengals, their owner, their president, their GM, their judge, jury, executioner, Mike Brown, is known for being tight with the wallet. The man doesn't want to spend money. He's not going to spend anything. And even earlier today, he said it's unlikely that they do a deal with Ja'Marr Chase. When you look at the AFC North, the injury history of Joe Burrow, how competitive that division is, do the Cincinnati Bengals stand to take a step back?
Yeah, I mean, a step back from what? Last place, right, JR? Because didn't they finish last year, if I'm not mistaken? But, I mean, yeah, they did win 10 games. But, yeah, I mean, they could in this division. I mean, Baltimore's still going to be really good. Cleveland, I think, is going to be really good. If Deshaun Watson ever becomes half the player they paid for, they could be a Super Bowl contender. You know, Pittsburgh's always in the mix. I mean, they could if Ja'Marr Chase holds out. Look, the T. Higgins thing, I understand that. Look, he's a guy of a franchise player. He wants a long-term deal or else. And, he's not getting the tender, obviously. So I'm looking at it as, okay, you didn't get a long-term deal with T. Higgins, fine. Besides his tender, okay, you let him go after the season. But Ja'Marr Chase is the guy you got to pay. You paid Joe Burrow, and Ja'Marr Chase loves Joe Burrow, and I'm sure Ja'Marr Chase loves him enough to come. But if they're not going to pay this guy, what are we talking about here? And it could get ugly because Cincinnati has had to retool the offensive line again. Joe Mixon's not back. They underwent a youth movement on defense. I did like the Geno Stone move at safety. I thought that was a good signing for them. And they always do seem to have a solid defense. I mean, I won't count them out, but if they don't have Ja'Marr Chase, it could be another rough year for Joe Burrow.
And Jeff Kerr is here with us from CBSSports.com, all things NFL. You know, we opened up this conversation by talking about Jordan Love and him holding in. And we saw what the Packers did at the end of last season. We saw what a team like the Texans did with their young quarterback in C.J. Stroud. Is there another team or two that you see kind of surprising folks and taking a leap into the playoffs this upcoming year?
Yeah, it was funny. Last year, my trendy pick to be the surprise team was, and again, they ended up becoming trendy for other reasons because a lot of teams thought they were going to be, or the league did, the Lions, you know, based on all the primetime games. But yeah, this year, that's a really good question who I think could surprise. You know, if I'm going with a non-playoff team from last year, I think the Falcons have a good enough offense to get to the playoffs. You know, the Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix stuff notwithstanding, it's Kirk Cousins. I mean, this team was a quarterback away from going to the playoffs two straight years, and they didn't do it. So I kind of expect Atlanta to snap that playoff drought this year. I like what they did with their offense, Rondale Moore with Darnell Mooney. Obviously, Drake London's a good player. You still got Bijan Robinson. You can use Kyle Pitts the right way. So I see them taking a step up. I think the Cardinals are going to be a lot better than people think. I'm not saying they're going to be a playoff team, but they were a much better football team when Kyler Murray was back at quarterback last year. They upset the Eagles in week 17. That was one of the more impressive wins of the season for anybody. So, you know, they're really committed to James Conner, running back, but I like what and you know, personally, I think Marvin Harrison could win Rookie of the Year. I mean, the guy, in my opinion, was the best player in the draft. I think he's going to be a stud for that team. So Pennsylvania for Arizona, Pennsylvania for Atlanta. Chicago's going to get a lot of hype with Caleb Williams, but that division is it's going to be tough. I think they'll go through their growing pains, even though it's a better roster. I like them. And the AFC, I'm just trying to think of AFC teams here. Maybe the Tennessee Titans, if Will Levis continues to develop. And, you know, they had a sneaky good offseason, but it's a really tough division.
Yeah, very, very tough. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. You got Marvin Harrison, Rookie of the Year over Caleb. Is that how you cutting that?
Or are we going to go Jaden Daniels? Because I think that's who's going to win it. But I wouldn't be shocked at all if Marvin Harrison did win.
Okay. All right. Well, Jeff, tell everybody where they can keep up with you and all of your work, man.
Yep, you can find me on Jeff Kerr CBS, at Jeff Kerr CBS on X, and just search Jeff Kerr CBS Sports, and you'll find all my stuff on CBSSports.com.
Always a pleasure, Jeff. We'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Yep, thanks, JR. See you, bud.
No doubt about it. That Jeff Kerr from CBSSports.com covers all things NFL and also all things Eagles. He came out firing at the beginning. He's like, oh, Hurts. I'm like, yeah, he's going to be okay. He's like, yeah, he will be after dealing with that injury. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, so much attention on NFL and training camps. Big Ten, the Big Ten, is having a series of media days this week. What the hell does that mean for the Ohio State University, knowing that some guy from Michigan is no longer there, a few guys. We're going to talk about Big Ten Media Days, Media Week on the other side of the break. And then also, this is something worth noting, the ACC commissioner, he started chatting it for all of their media availability this week. And he says, we are prepared to fight legally against Florida State and Clemson leaving. He told them they need to sit tight and sit down. Wow.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, hey, we're invited to the Johnson Summer Pool Party this Saturday. I said we'd bring our famous potato salad.
Oh, Saturday? But that's when the blinds guy's coming to give us a quote. Those appointments take forever.
Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you. I already found everything we need at Blinds.com. They're totally online, so we don't have to wait around all day just to get a quote. I talked to a Blinds.com designer, and they're sending us free samples.
Oh, Blinds.com? I've heard of them.
Yeah, they've been around for over 25 years, but not everyone knows they can also handle the measuring and installation for a fraction of what the other guys charge. Plus, they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, Blinds.com sounds like a no-brainer. Guess I'll cancel.
Already done. That gives you time to make the potato salad.
Yes, dear.
Shop Blinds.com now for summer savings up to 45% off. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Jeff Kerr for joining us from CBS Sports on the other side of the break. If you missed the interview, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked some contracts for individuals like Jordan Love, CD Lamb, and then even Ja'Marr Chase. Now, we've gotten, and it's the Bengals, so what are we going to do? I can't even call it conflicting information, because I'll say it again. This is the Bengals. This is the same organization where we have heard stories from guys like TJ Houshmandzadeh, who basically said, yeah, we had to pay for water, okay? The Bengals, with the player surveys, the Bengals are charging guys for Gatorade. They want you to reuse jock straps. Hickey, am I missing any other stories from the players themselves?
No. They also added an indoor practice facility for the first time ever, like, I think it was last year.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were practicing outside every day. They did not have a place to go indoors until last year. I think that if they want to go indoors, it's like they had to borrow Cincinnati's, like University of Cincinnati. So they finally have their own indoor practice facility. So there you go.
Oh, wow. And cold-ass Cincinnati.
Yeah, okay. Not Miami.
Right? Yeah, not Miami. The guys in Miami, I think in the summertime, they would want an indoor facility, too, with air conditioning. But, I mean,
true.
Yeah. I got to do the research. I'm ill-prepared for this conversation. I need to see who's more of a cheapskate owner. Is it the, what's the family in Kansas City?
Oh, the Hunts.
The Hunts. And they got built. The whole family is billions and billions of dollars. Or is it little old Mike Brown? I think it might. You NFL guy, you charge these guys for Gatorade and water? Come on. They're going to charge them for Toradol shots and Tylenol next. I got to do some research. Who's the cheapest NFL owner? Anyway, Mike Brown spoke to the media. Ja'Marr Chase, any given year, the guy's going to go over 1,000 yards receiving. And last year he did that and hauled in 7 touchdowns. He is one of the best receivers in the game. No Joe Burrow towards the end of last year dealing with that wrist injury. And Ja'Marr Chase is due for a big deal. Is he going to get more money than Justin Jefferson at 35? I doubt it. But he's going to be close. And so cheapskate owner Mike Brown, he spoke to the media today, and he said quite a few things. First, he said it is unlikely that we get a deal done with Ja'Marr Chase before the start of the regular season. Listen to this.
Things can happen. Opportunities can arise unexpectedly even, and you can put deals together. We're not going to say, oh, no, we aren't going to do that deal if it's the right deal. But it's not so likely that this is the good time to negotiate. The off season is a better time for that. And we're going to try to keep focused on the football part. So I'm not going to rule anything out, but I will tell you that the die has probably been cast.
You know what? Hickey, he's about to be 89 years old in a couple of weeks. 89. So if he's going to be 89 and Jerry Jones is 82, maybe Jerry Jones will be doing this for the next 1 million years. I don't know. He's 89 years old.
What are you saying? Is it time to hand over the keys?
No, I mean, he has a guy who works with him who's not even considered to be the GM. Duke Tobin, what's it? Player personnel? Like executive? Like Mike Brown, does he know everybody on the team? How much does he do besides say, does he talk to the media and then everybody else does the rest of the work? I don't know. He's almost 90. God bless him. But I mean, running an NFL, have you seen Joe Shane? Just watching him in Hard Knocks, I feel like he's aging, you know, 50 years every day. Somehow, some way, Mike Brown, although he said it's unlikely they get a deal done with Ja'Marr Chase, he said we're still going to try. What? Listen to this.
He's a key player. Next to Joe, he's our next one. And he knows it. We know it. This may take a while. We are going to bend over backwards to get it done. I can't tell you when, though.
Oh, my God. Hickey, was that from a presidential debate or was that from... Is that from an NFL owner? Like, what is he saying? Is he saying they're going to do a deal or not? I don't know. What is he saying?
Both. It's unlikely, but we're also going to bend over backwards to do it. And he's the second most important player on our team besides Joe Burrow. Like, that's right. But what do you, it's like what you said, Jerry Jones, it's a perfect comparison. Both of them, what they have in common outside of the, maybe their older age, why are they waiting when all they're doing is making it more expensive for themselves?
Well, they've been around a long time. They're used to waiting, okay?
I guess so. But in this case, waiting only makes your job more difficult.
Maybe they don't care about time. They've seen it all, okay? Duke Tobin. I guess this is the guy who actually does the work because I doubt Mike Brown does. Duke Tobin. He says, we want to get a deal done with Ja'Marr Chase. Listen to how he speaks.
Yeah, I think there's desire to get it done. I think we go about it the same way we always have. We, you know, we'll see if there's some commonality in what that looks like going forward. We're certainly open to doing that. We've had conversations with his representation, and we'll see if something can get done. You know, it's a business, and those numbers get pretty high. And how do you fit it in? And who do you have to give up to do that kind of stuff?
Bengals gonna bangle. Hickey, am I wrong to think that they've peaked with that Super Bowl appearance a couple of seasons ago?
I think so. I'm still bullish on their future. I will steal what Joe Burrow said, I think it was last year. As long as he's there, the window's open. I think despite, you could say, the calamity right now at ownership, at the ownership level, I think their window is still as strong and open as Joe Burrow's in his prime.
But they're going to... It's not perennial, though. You know, you look at it, there's no reason why Joe Burrow on a team that actually operates like a team, a smart team, like he is not in that continuous upper echelon, and he'll put up his numbers. And I get it. Every team that's going to go anywhere, it's because of their quarterback. But with them, it just feels like the Bengals will have starts and they will have stops. Because of Mike Brown. Like, what are we doing? If T. Higgins can't get a deal, and I think most people will understand, if you got to choose between T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, it's a no-brainer. T. Higgins is going to have to wait his turn. And so for all of that, why don't you just pay Ja'Marr Chase today, get it out the way. If you want to tag or don't tag T. Higgins into the future, then do that and do what everybody else does and just draft another wide receiver. How about that sounds simple to me? I'm not an NFL general manager, but when you hear all the stories about how Mike Brown is a cheapskate, I don't think that's something that's going to change as the guy approaches 90 years old. let's be real. And I asked this to Jeff Kerr. I said, hey, are they going to take a step back? They won 9 games last year. Joe Burrow went down, and if Joe Burrow ain't playing, we know the Bengals are cooked. He's a champion at the college level. He took this Bengals team to a championship, which pretty much would have been unfathomable. And they gave the guy, you know, $55 million. Now they got to pay everybody else. So pay the guy that he throws the ball to, and let's keep it moving. The Bengals will be competitive. But thinking that they're going to just beat one of the best in the AFC, I know Joe Burrow tells everybody, oh, yeah, yeah, I feel like people forgot about me. They forgot about us. Well, you weren't playing. And before you showed up, outside of a Carson Palmer speck of light here, a flash of light there, the Bengals have been rather forgettable. That's just the facts. Sorry. I hope they pay Ja'Marr Chase, and I hope they don't wait until next year. Going to have to pay this guy $36 and $37 million, and Mike Brown is going to kick himself. He ain't getting any younger. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, this man, Joe Burrow, isn't the only guy feeling pressure in the AFC North. There's a quarterback in Baltimore whose head coach over the weekend told the world that they are building him up to be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I'm going to tell you what Jim Harbaugh had to say about Lamar Jackson. A lot of pressure, huh? I like to see what, oh, John, I'm mixing up the brothers. Let's see what John has to say about Lamar. We'll hear that on the other side of the break. And does Lamar care? We'll get into that. Speaking of pressure, we'll talk about Ohio State. We'll dig into the media days from the Big Ten and the ACC. We got a lot to do. I want to tell you this. You need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Your guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll get into Lamar, talk some college on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Oh, hey, we're invited to the Johnson Summer Pool Party this Saturday. I said we'd bring our famous potato salad.
Oh, Saturday? But that's when the blinds guy's coming to give us a quote. Those appointments take forever.
Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you. I already found everything we need at Blinds.com. They're totally online, so we don't have to wait around all day just to get a quote. I talked to a Blinds.com designer, and they're sending us free samples.
Oh, Blinds.com? I've heard of them.
Yeah, they've been around for over 25 years, but not everyone knows they can also handle the measuring and installation for a fraction of what the other guys charge. Plus, they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, Blinds.com sounds like a no-brainer. Guess I'll cancel.
Already done. That gives you time to make the potato salad.
Yes, dear.
Shop Blinds.com now for summer savings up to 45% off. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.